Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. We are thankful to God for another day's journey. Thank you all so much for joining us for our prayer call today. Today is day 35. Only five more days left in our time of prayer and fasting together. I told you after 20 is downhill. Amen. So we are thankful to God for all of you all joining us live and being a part of this Lenten season prayer call and time of Lent. And thank you for those who will be listening later as well. We thank and praise God for you. I hope you all had a blessed Palm Sunday. I know we did at First Baptist Guilford. The Lord blessed tremendously, and we are looking forward. This is Holy Week, and we are thankful to God for it. So in the spirit of Holy Week, we're going to now look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. Let's look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, and I want to read verses 15 through 17. Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. Here begins the reading of God's word on this Holy Monday. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers"? My. Word of God, the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk on this Holy Monday about let's keep it clean. Let's keep it clean. Love it. One of the things that I think every child that's born in the 1970s or 80s heard from their parents is, you know, this room started off clean, and now it's your responsibility to keep it clean. So I can hear my mother say, "Let's keep it clean." And you're dealing with rambunctious boys. For a number of years, my brother and I were in the same room. So, you know, socks everywhere, you know, clothes everywhere. But when it came time for inspection, you know, you're trying to hide stuff in places that it shouldn't be in. When it started off clean, but it didn't stay clean, you know, inspection time comes and the revelation is real. It's there that you saw that it's not as clean as it's supposed to be. Beloved, that's what's happening here in the text. Jesus stops by the house to do an inventory, to do some inspection, and he sees, I left it clean, but y'all not keeping it clean. So let's keep it clean. In our text on yesterday, there was the celebration of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. Jesus came riding in like a king. But Jesus didn't just come to claim his messianic authority, but Jesus came to set things straight in the house of God. Now in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 11, it says that Jesus entered Jerusalem after having the triumphal entry. He entered Jerusalem and he went into the temple courts on Sunday afternoon, and he looked around at everything. But since it was already late, the Bible says, he left the temple and went out to Bethany with the 12. Jesus came to do an early inspection of the house. And when he came to the house, Lord have mercy, he did not like what he saw. So the Bible lets us know on the very next day, which is Holy Monday, that Jesus didn't ask, didn't plead, didn't really demand anything yet. Jesus just started cleaning house. And that's what any good parent or guardian will do in the house when a room is not like it's supposed to be. They ain't going to ask permission. They ain't going to plead with you. They ain't going to do no demands. They're just going to start cleaning house. I believe just as God is sanitizing our churches, now is the time to take personal inventory, to wipe clean our own homes, to put things in order, to take out the junk. It's time to start cleaning house. Let's keep it clean. Well, the relevant question this morning then is, how do we keep it clean, Pastor Jones? How do we keep the house clean? There are three things out of this text that I think will help us. One of the ways that you can keep it clean is you got to get rid of the foolish things that distract your focus. Get rid of the foolish things that distract your focus. Look at the A clause of verse 15. Bible says, on reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. So it was in the temple courts, but all they were doing were focusing on buying and selling. Now, when you come into the temple courts, that's the place of preparation before you go into the place of prayer. But if your focus is on foolishness, then you will not have the mindset to go into the house and prepare for prayer. Their focus was on profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, and not on praise and prayer. And any time, beloved, your focus is more on the foolish than it is on the things of faith, it's time to keep it clean. It's time to keep it clean. And this is a stimulus of what God means by keeping our minds clean. Think about it. Our minds clean. Our minds must focus on the things of God. Focus on prayer and praise. In the temple courts is a place of preparation for what we're about to enter. So God is saying, let's keep our minds clean. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is it good to get rid of the foolish things that distract our focus, but the second thing is you got to get rid of furniture or fixtures that have no useful function. You got to get rid of furniture and fixtures that have no useful function. Look at the B clause of verse 15. And the Bible says, he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. So as Jesus is getting closer into the house, he's seeing things that need to be overturned. He overturns the tables. He overturns the benches. See, sometimes, beloved, there's some things that you need to clean out in order to make room for the things that God's trying to do. You need to clean house when you count on what you have. God help mercy. Versus counting on who you have. See, don't count on the wrong thing. And as I look deeper into this text, the first part shows us that the foolish things we focus on deals with the necessity to clean your mind. But then when you get rid of things that have no useful function, and that's symbolic of cleansing of the body, of the body. So you don't put things in your body that will cause you any consternation. You don't put anything in your body that would cause you to focus on that more than God. Sometimes, beloved, like we're doing, you have to turn down your plate. You have to shift your diet. You have to shift your focus. You have to overturn things that are not functional or useful, not only in the house of God, but in our lives, in our physical bodies. Think about what we eat. Think about what we digest. Furniture, fixtures, whatever things they may be that have no useful function. Bible's letting us know that we can't count on it for any nutrients. We can't count on it for anything good. We need to get rid of it so that we can totally count on the Lord. So we got to get rid of the foolish things that distract our focus. We got to get rid of the furniture and fixtures that have no useful function, mind and body. But then y'all know I'm going next. The final thing I want to show you on this Holy Monday is the way to keep it clean. It's not only must you focus on your mind and to get rid of those things that have no function in the body. But then the third thing is you got to fill your house with faith in God through the fragrance of prayer and the freshness of praise. Whoop! You got to fill your house with God, with faith in God, with the fragrance of prayer and the freshness of praise. Look at verses 16 and 17. And it says, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, it is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. You have made it into a den of robbers. A den of robbers. Beloved, it is important, beloved, that if you're cleaning your mind from the foolish things and you're releasing from your body those things that are not, don't serve a useful function, that then you must fill your spirit, your spirit with the fragrance of prayer and the freshness of praise. I can always recall that after Saturday morning when the gospel music is blaring from the hi-fi, you know, the stereo we had, and you know, James Cleveland is on, and my brother and I is working to clean every corner of the house. You know, just the two of us. You know, you get that corner. Don't miss that corner. Move that vacuum. You know, act like you got some business to you. Let's keep it clean. Then, you know, on the carpet, there's this white powder that you put down, you know, renews it. Put that down, and it would not only supposed to clean the carpet, but there was some freshness that came, this aroma that rose from the carpet. The carpet that had seen so much traction and so much traffic and so much back and forth now receives freshening up and revitalization. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to fill our houses with faith in God through the fragrance of prayer and the freshness of praise. And that's why it's important, beloved, to anoint every vessel, to lift up Jesus. Jesus came to set things straight in the house. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Why have you set things, why have you not set things right in the house? It's time to keep it clean. So, beloved, make sure you inject the freshness of prayer. Make sure you lift up the fragrance of prayer and the freshness of praise. make sure that you do what is necessary to keep the aroma and the environment filled, the Spirit of God lingering in your house, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, so that you can keep it clean and fresh and lift up God. On this Holy Monday, I want us to keep it clean. I want us to find those clean every corner. Find areas of our lives that need sanitizing and allow the Savior to clean us from the inside out. Beloved, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning for Holy Monday. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to not focus on the foolish, to get rid of the furniture and fixtures that have no useful function. Lord, thank you that you remind us that as we clean the house, we have to fill the house with faith, but also lift up the fragrance of prayer and the freshness of praise. That everything, Lord God, that is dedicated to you, everything, Lord God, that is useful for spiritual things, let us lift those things up with joy. Let us set, Lord God, in order those things that may be out of order so that we can be found in right position and place with you. Thank you, Lord God, that you stopped by the temple. And thank you, Lord God, that you took time after Palm Sunday to set the house in order. And so, Lord God, now that it's been turned over to us, we're going to do our best to keep it clean. Mind, body, and spirit, to keep it clean. God, we love you today, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen, and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, you're already doing some mental cleaning. You're already on path of doing some physical cleaning. And then there's the necessity to keep your spirit clean as well. Let's keep it clean. Day 35, y'all be blessed. Happy Holy Monday in Jesus' name. Amen.